were dark times indeed. And on some occasions, I remember getting down on my hands and knees, because even though I was completely consumed by drugs at that time, I remember getting down on my hands and knees and tears coursing down my face, asking God to take it away from me. I was in my own hell.
Jerry Adams is a former drug addict from the English city of Bristol, who was describing there the desperation he felt during his addiction to hard drugs. Adams has now kicked his habit and runs shelters for people recovering from alcohol and drug addictions and for those who are homeless. A sad story with a happy ending. But there are millions of other people worldwide who remain the victims of drug abuse or other substances. And this month of November, Pope Benedict is dedicating his prayer intentions especially to all those struggling with addictions. Although concrete figures are hard to come by, some newspaper reports say that Britain has got the highest levels of drug addiction in Europe. Another British man, who like Adams, has been through his own personal hell of drug addiction, is Kerry Norwich from Oxford, who became a heroin addict by the time he was 20. He was only able to kick his addiction after 14 years and found help in rehabilitating himself into society at the Cardinal Hume Centre in London, set up by the late Cardinal of that name to help homeless and marginalised young people. Norwich is now doing a drama course to become an actor and was chosen as one of the speakers at the prayer vigil in London's Hyde Park that was attended by Pope Benedict during his visit to Britain. Norwich says that through this gesture, he hoped to dispel some of the stigma that is attached to addicts, even those like him who are ex-addicts and who are trying to rebuild their lives. But what's it really like to be addicted to heroin? To find out more, I began by asking Norwich what first prompted him to start experimenting with drugs as a teenager.
Well, there were no real obvious difficulties, either at home or school or in my private life. Certainly at that time, drugs were fairly prevalent, and it was quite common amongst my peers for people to start using drugs of some sort. Even the harder drugs, as heroin, became fairly common use amongst certainly my peer group. So much so, in fact, I remember at the time there was a national newspaper run a story. I come from a little village, and the story focused on this village and the headline being Heroin Haven. So there was quite an influx of drugs. So it just almost became the norm.
But presumably you started off first by smoking cannabis. And well, how quickly did you then get into hard drugs like heroin? Was it quite a speedy process?
Yeah, that's right. I did start off smoking cannabis. It's referred to often as a gateway drug. Indeed, that was the case with me as well. Around about 16, 17, started smoking cannabis. And then that progressed into what you could term recreational drugs, but it was associated with socializing and enjoying myself. And quite a leap to hard drugs, say an addiction to heroin. I heard sort of scare stories that, you know, this is a dangerous drug and people get addicted. But I had that view that it wouldn't happen to me, that I'd be immune. That wasn't the case. And very quickly I got addicted to it. Probably within a month or two of first using smoking heroin, I had a physical dependency on it.
And how did you feel at that stage about yourself when you knew by then that you were an addict? Were you sort of constantly trying to get out of it, or were you in denial?
Denial did play a part sort of later on regarding how bad and desperate the situation was getting. But very, very early on, I was consciously trying to get off of drugs and get out of that world. But its grip was too great on me. I was addicted for 14 years. And pretty much over that entire time, it was a constant battle trying to quit, but not succeeding.
What was the reaction of your family when they realised that you were a drug addict? Did they try to help you? Were they shocked? What was their reaction?
Yeah, I remember very clearly the time when I told them. They certainly were shocked and, you know, very upset. Any parent want their child to be going through and destroying themselves and their lives in front of them. It's a very difficult time, and they've done their best to help over many years, trying to help me out of that, but it's almost impossible for anyone else to solve the problem of a drug addict and get them off of drugs. Has to come from the person themselves.
How much of an impact did it have on your education? You said you were about 17, 18 when you started sliding down that slippery path.
Well, education was certainly one area where it had a massive impact. At the time when I first started taking heroin, I was at college, and very quickly it stopped me from being able to turn up to class. I dropped out in the second year, and it just made it impossible, really, to carry on with the education and with life in general. I mean, that was the same story regarding all aspects, employment as well. I'd have all the good intentions of working, trying to stop using the drugs, but it would always win the day, and I would lose jobs. I'd get kicked off of courses.
Now, of course, buying drugs is quite expensive, even though the price has gone down in recent years. How did you manage to get enough money to feed your drug habit? Did you ever have to resort to theft or some other kind of criminal activity to get your fix?
Well, in the earlier years, I was employed, basically. I'd get jobs to support my habit. Though as time went on, those jobs, I'd hold them down for less and less time. And so, yeah, toward the latter part of my drug addiction, I'd resort to different methods to get money. Predominantly at the very end, the situation I found myself in was homeless on the street. So, I mean, once or twice, there are desperate situations where I had to raise some money. And so, yeah, I resorted to some petty theft. But I quickly realized that I was no good at it. So, yeah, I found other ways to go about it. Initially turned to begging, which, and again, I found very quickly I wasn't too good at.
As a drug addict, I mean, how often were you having to get yourself a fix, you know, to not have any sort of abstinence crisis?
Oh, it would be daily. I mean, I'd need to buy and use drugs daily, and often more than once daily. I mean, it would be a whole pursuit. The entire day would really be geared around raising the money, buying and using the drugs, or went on drugs. So I wouldn't eat very well, wouldn't sleep very well, and that all had a massive impact on my physical health, and subsequently the emotional health. It was very bad. Depression played a massive part. Through the isolation that I felt, I just felt very hopeless, lonely, just really not connected to anyone.
So what made you decide in the end to take the very difficult step to really try to kick your habit? Was there any one particular incident or one day where you woke up and said, this is it?
Yeah, there certainly was one incident I can point to where there was a definite change. When I was living in a homeless hostel, I managed to get myself out of sleeping rough and got into a homeless hostel where I stayed for over 3 years. And one evening in there, a chap just came up to me and started talking with me. And basically, he was an ex-drug addict, and at that point had managed to get himself clean. And he could see me and the situation that I was in. He could identify completely, and he knew where I was at and what was going on for me. And so he just basically let me know that it didn't have to be like that, and there was something that I could do about it. So that really was the turning point for me.
Okay, so I gather you managed to kick your habit, and then after that, you went to the Cardinal Hume Centre, didn't you, that helps homeless and marginalised people, including, of course, those with substance abuse problems. How valuable and useful was the help they gave you there to try to rebuild your life and help you to stay clean and away from drugs?
Yeah, the help they gave me really was amazing. And without that, I mean, goodness knows where I'd be now, really, and how well I'd have coped. Fortunately, I managed to kick the habit up till today. It's been 2.5 years, and hopefully I'll have many, many more. I was 6 months clean when I moved into the Cardinal Hume Centre, straight out of rehab. And I was very, very fragile and vulnerable. It'd been many, many years being on the fringes and sort of self-harming, really. And I was faced with this massive prospect of trying to build a new life, almost starting from scratch, having to sort of learn the basics again, to look after myself, to cook, to get into a routine and structure. And then, of course, what on earth to do with my life? Lots and lots of questions that I couldn't really answer. I didn't know how to go about it. So it was just a godsend to find myself at the Cardinal Hume Centre and feel safe and have access to the support that they have, namely a drugs worker to help with any issues directly relating to my sobriety and abstinence. And then there's an employment and training and education team that helped me access a college course that I started a year and a half ago and helped me with the funding for that also. And a general support worker and IT suite to help with some basic IT training. So really invaluable support.
Now, you were one of the young people who spoke at London's Hyde Park at the prayer vigil during Pope Benedict's visit to Britain. How was that experience for you, and what message were you trying to get across?
Oh, it was an amazing experience, truly amazing. Just the atmosphere and energy that was in the park then was incredible. With so many people, I think it was 80,000 people, just really connected. And when I was speaking alongside the other couple of people, we were really listened to, and it was just incredible and felt very loving. You could just feel the love, basically. It was fantastic. The message that I wanted to really get across, it was twofold, really. Firstly, for the person that is suffering with addiction, and just to be able to put out a message, like I heard from that chap when I was in the homeless hostel, that it is possible to quit drugs, get out of the clutch of addiction, and change, and go on to have a happy, fulfilled life. The hope that I got from that really allowed me to find the courage and the willingness to change. So any opportunity for me to be able to give that message out, so hopefully someone somewhere can hear it and gain strength from that, well, then that's just an honour for me. And also in recognition, the Catholic community and Cardinal Hume Centre in particular, to really say thanks and the great support that is on offer out there. And looking back, when I got into the drugs, if you'd have asked me then why I was doing what I was doing, I'd probably tell you because I enjoyed it. That would be my response then. Now looking back, really I can see that it was more to do with, I kind of had an internal void. And that internal void, I sort of see that now as really being a spiritual void. I was very lost. And that made me weak and susceptible, really, to the comfort that drugs gave me. And so today that's been the thing that's really helped me beat it.
You talked about how you've beaten drugs. If you had to sum up in just a sentence or two how much better your life is now as somebody who is clean, who is no longer the prey of drug abuse, how would you describe it? What are the best things about it?
Oh, wow. My life is so, so different. Today I've got choice. I can choose what I want to do. My life isn't governed by this insane need to do something, and to do something that's so damaging. And I can stay in education and not be kicked out, and in fact do very well. And I'm finding that I've sort of had talents that I didn't really know existed. Also, actually, another really major change regarding relationships. Being on drugs and living that way just affected my relationships so badly. I wasn't able to really make new friendships, build friendships. And ultimately, my family also, that relationship broke down as well. The pain and hurt that I'd caused. Today, I can make and keep and build new friendships and really appreciate them. And also the relationship with my family, I have the chance to build those bridges again and think of them and not just myself as I used to. I used to live a very selfish existence. So now I can think of others and be a son and an uncle and be involved.
I was speaking to Kerry Norridge from London about his past experience as a heroin addict.